Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I serve as one of the pastors here at LifePoint. Sunday at the Worthington campus, we continued our series on vice and virtue, and we looked at the vice of greed and the virtue of generosity. And today's devotional talks a lot about wisdom and how important wisdom is and how really the key to a lot of things in our lives when it comes to applying the Word of God or living out our faith comes from wisdom and being able to not only discern what is the wise thing in our life, but put it into practice. And so I want to talk to you about kind of two practical applications of wisdom when it comes to generosity. The first one is tithing. Now, tithing is something that we don't always like to talk about. And as soon as you bring it up, some people want to hide their face and say, hey, no thanks. But I think tithing is important because it highlights, there's wisdom in it because it highlights the importance of making a shift from ownership thinking to stewardship thinking. I think that's one of the most important shifts that having wisdom about finances in particular can help us with. To realize, hey, look, we don't own anything. We're merely stewards of it. And tithing helps us with this. We looked at Numbers chapter 22 and how Balaam was a prophet that was hired to curse the people of Israel. And you remember the story. He is confronted by an angel of the Lord on the road, and his donkey sees the angel, but he doesn't. And what's ironic about that is he's this great seer into the divine, this prophet for hire, this fortune teller, if you will. And he has been given this gift and he can't see. And yet this donkey, who is an animal, has this gift to be able to see. The donkey sees the angel of the Lord when Balaam doesn't. And what's remarkable about that is that Balaam didn't realize that he was just a steward of this gift of being able to see spiritual things. He thought he was the owner. And God says, no, you're just a steward. Let me show you who really owns this. And then God opens the eyes of the donkey. See, God's the owner. And we're just stewards. And that's what tithing helps us illustrate. Tithing is not, okay, God, I'm going to spend all my money on myself, and then here you get the leftovers. No, tithing is, God, everything I have is yours. Here, I'll prove it. And we tithe. And so that's really where it comes from. And this is wisdom. Because it allows us to acknowledge who the real owner is. It keeps that perspective for us and that we're just stewards of what God has given us. But there's also wisdom in giving because it's one of the greatest things about our church that I love so much is when you give to LifePoint, when I give to LifePoint, we're not just giving to the church. We're giving through the church to all kinds of different missions and ministries. I was just thinking about in the last couple of years, when you give to LifePoint, your giving has supported church plants, foster care efforts, crisis pregnancy centers, and all kinds of mission endeavors, both long-term and short-term. You're impacting cities like Cleveland, Barcelona, Las Vegas, Pittsburgh, London, Buenos Aires, Columbus, and Cincinnati. You're reaching into countries like Uganda, Japan, and even Puerto Rico, which is not a country, but it's a place where we send mission teams, and you're having an impact in all of those places because of your generosity, because you give, because you tithe. And look, the wisdom of tithing to me is that we're proactive with our giving instead of reactive, and that's why my family and I put it on auto draft every month. Because we want to be proactive, not just reactive. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with giving of our resources when the Lord prompts us or when we run across somebody who needs it. Often we see people who are on the street corner asking for resources. There's nothing wrong with giving to those folks. But I love giving proactively to places like Stowe Mission that have a direct impact on displaced people and those that are hungry, but they have a gospel focus. So tithing helps us give with wisdom and proactively. And I really think, you know, the word tithe means 10%, but I think 10%, that's really an Old Testament concept. The New Testament's much more about generosity than it is a specific number. And so I think 10% is a good starting point, but we should aspire to generosity. And I just want to encourage you today, if you're thinking, man, 10% feels like a lot, that's okay. Look, start small, but start now. You know, start small, but start now. Stop thinking about what you can't do and maybe think about what you can do and see what God will do through your generosity. But there's another aspect of wisdom in generosity, and I think that's trust. You know, generosity is a present trust in God's future provision. And it helps us to loosen our hold on our stuff so that our stuff doesn't have quite a hold on us. And so when we trust God, when we embrace generosity, it shows that we trust God, that he's going to take care of us. And that in the end, we're not owners of it. We don't own our next breath, much less any amount of resources or finances that we obtain. We're just stewards. And I hope that today you'll be able to make that shift from ownership to stewardship. And it takes wisdom to do that. Well, thanks again for joining us on the DriveCast today. I hope you come back for more episodes. But before we go, I'm just going to pray for us and then give you a moment to pray. And as you pray, ask the Lord to give you wisdom about an area of your finances today. Let's pray together. Lord, we're so thankful that in Jesus we see that he who was rich became poor for our sake, so that in him we might become rich. Thank you for that truth today. I pray that it would impact our lives in a substantial way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now you take a moment to pray.